Mackenzie, yes, came to the road, straight to the north you'll steer. Way a Speyside fiddle in his pack, aye, name Mickle or the rails dear. He's well met me a panel of truth, and the chance to adjourn to the inn. Called for ale and his tane up a fife, and have carelessly slipped to the tune. Slip. And ah, oh, that nifty fiddled and fifed, till the dancers attained to the floor. They neither wanted a pipe, nor a glass, or a lass when the music was o'er. They've played up through markets and fairs, till at last to the north they've come. And there they met Black Janet, the widow, who sang as she rattled the drum. And Lindsay's called Black Janet to dance, you ne'er saw so bonny a pair. She was taken firm by the hand, and was skipped to the top of the stair. And here, she said, is a fine feather bed, where a man be he weary or drear. He step with me, a gay Strathspey, with me lilt in the tune in his ear. And Janet was as good as her word, and Lindsay has proven his worth. And may you all hasty marry a dance whenever you come to the door.
We'll have to change that to a slow march, John. Just have to play with it out. We'll do this one. They weren't too sure of it on the East Coast. I don't think the 1960s ever touched the East Coast. It blew right over them. Back in the 60s and 70s, there was a place in the Lake District where you always used to congregate. Doesn't matter whether there was lots of clubs all across the Midlands, and people just used to, rather than stay in a hotel or with friends, used to just all converge. So there was about 1,000 songs written in these years, and 99% of them were road songs. This is our kind of big pink period. Said that Boston and they went big what? Celtic funk.